Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 18th of June, The Accountability of a Watchman. By particularly testifying that he was clean of the blood of the Jews in Corinth, Paul highlighted that he had been established in the right hand of Christ as a watchman. We know this because the Lord said to the prophet Ezekiel, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, 'You shall surely die,' and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet, if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul, that is, you are clean regarding their blood." Of course, the work of a watchman is not limited to warning the wicked. Like Paul, they are to proclaim the word of present truth to the righteous, so that these hearers can obtain their salvation as they walk in the light of the word. Detailing this mandate, the Lord said to Ezekiel, "Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because you did not give him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered. But his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning. Also you will have delivered your soul." The reference used in today's devotions is Ezekiel chapter 3 verses 17 to 21. For further study, Acts chapter 20.